Scare Your Pants Off by Lyle Perez Tinnix.
Shh, here they come,
I say, trying to stay perfectly still. The three kids dressed in costumes slowly walk up to us and head toward the open door.
Trick or treat,
they yell to my mom, who's standing under the doorway. She hands each one of them a treat and thanks them for stopping by. I stare at them through the holes in my mask. My older brother, Klein, he's right next to me. They call us the Torture Brothers, because every Halloween, we scare the pants off of trick-or-treaters. Okay, I'm lying. Nobody calls us that, except maybe me. My mom finishes handing out the goods and sends them on their way. She closes the door. Now it's our turn to have some fun. The kid dressed as a ghost takes the lead and walks towards us. Klein and I are dressed in really cool-looking devil costumes. We're propped up against a wall that gives the impression we're just full-size dummies. Well, that's half true. Klein is a dummy.
They look real, says the clown. Yeah, I know. I wish I could make dummies that look this good, the ghost says.
Frankenstein's monster doesn't say a word. He just keeps looking at us. I'm so close to just busting up laughing. But I don't move. This is too good to pass up. I need to scare them when they least expect it.
Okay, let's go to the next house, the ghost says. Yeah, Frankenstein adds. These stupid things aren't even scary.
He outstretches his arm, about to touch me.
Roar!
I yell as loud as I can and grab him by the arm. The three kids scream and scatter. I laugh.
Oh, come on, Klein. Get into the spirit, I say. But Klein doesn't move. He just stands there like a statue. Are you mad at me? Still no reply. Fine, I'll just scare the kids by myself. Another group of kids walk by. I giggle as they stare. They knock on the door, and my mom answers.
Trick or treat,
they yell. Hi, kids, my mom greets them. It looks like you're my last trick-or-treaters of the night. I'm out of candy.
Blast. The last trick-or-treaters of the night. We better make this one good. We wait for the kids to walk by. I can't control myself. I want them to come now. The kids grab their treats and don't even bother to stop. They walk right by us. I miss my last scare of the night. We wait there, not moving. The streets are still full of kids, but since my mom turned off the porch light, no more kids are coming by the driveway. I think it's time for us to go inside. Just as I was about to take my first step, my mom comes back outside. She's whistling some old song that I don't know. She bends down next to us and lifts Klein off the ground. She swings him over her shoulder and takes him inside. That's strange. She walks back outside, still whistling the same song. She bends down to pick me up when I yell, "Roar!" and reach for her shoulder. Her ear-piercing scream echoes through the street. I fling my arms around, but I can't move my legs. They feel cemented to the ground. My mom snaps up and slaps the side of my head really hard. My head flies off my body and lands on the green grass. I laugh. As she screams again, I was worried that before I left, I wasn't going to get my last Halloween scare. Hello, and thanks for listening to another episode of the Halloween podcast. That was a story that I wrote a long time ago. I wrote a bunch of these little small Halloween scary stories for like a children's book that I was working on. And it never really panned out. I mean, I stopped working on it
I don't know how many years ago, and never picked it up since, but I did have, I don't know, maybe 10 completed short stories of just, you know, stuff that's supposed to scare little kids, not really scare, you know, adults or anything like that, but they're just fun Halloween stories that I want to share with all you guys. So that's going to do it for this small Halloween episode of the Halloween podcast. And if you like the story, please send me an email at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me any comments, suggestions, or if you just want to say, hey, you're doing a pretty good job, I'm enjoying these shows, then why don't you leave me a review on iTunes so we can grow the listenership. That'd be pretty cool. If you want to support the show, you can find all that stuff at patreon.com/amazingadvertising. Amazing Advertising is my other podcast, so supporting that show will also support this show as well. There's going to be some Halloween bonus content on there for you guys too, for everyone who is a Patreon supporter. So please feel free to go over there, and even just a dollar a month, just $1 donation, really helps keep the lights on. But I like to keep them off here at the Halloween show, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I will come back again tomorrow with a different Halloween show, and thanks again for listening. See you later.